there, friends.
We have made it to another Friday.
Yes, we have.
I wanna eat
Thank goodness.
The often imitated and never duplicated original beer for breakfast.
Yep.
13 or 14 years running now.
We don't know.
We're
it's been
so
a long
old.
Time. A long time we've been drinking a lot of beer.
Beer for breakfast is almost old enough to drink.
a few more years.
I mean, 14 years old, I think that's when I had my first beer.
Right?
On average.
All right. So it's the best time of the week, right?
It really is.
Hit a Friday, get to hang out with friends,
we
crack
made it
open some,
week.
Some cold beer.
Haven't
and
been
just,
fired yet?
Yeah, just enjoy each other's company. So thank you for being with us today. Mahoney, what are we going to be enjoying on this fine Friday
today,
morning?
The beer that we're going to be enjoying amongst friends is the Left Hand Brewing Peanut Butter Milk Stout. The proper glassware served this out of a pint glass or a mug. It has 6.2% alcohol by volume, 25 IBUs. This beer can be found year-round. They also offer this beer on Nitro, which I also recommend as well. It's priced around $10.99 for a six-pack of beer. So the five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. That's how we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast. And
Kyle had a good point. He pointed out that they call the left hand the stranger.
That's only if you're right-handed, though.
Mm.
I feel
so
like you're discounting.
No. It's whatever one you sit on.
That's true.
You make it fall asleep, and you don't know who it is.
Yeah. Why would you? You could still fall asleep on your more dominant hand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why would you? Why would you go unless you're ambidextrous?
If you are, good on you.
After
multiple
a couple of
strangers.
Beers, maybe. Multiple strangers.
Oh, goodness.
Are we drinking today?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think so.
We are drinking today, and we have been drinking the look of the Left Hand Brewing Peanut Butter Milk Stout. I mean, this is just a deep, dark black body. Normal pour, not a lot of head on this beer at all. I mean, yeah. I only got about a half inch of beer with a pretty aggressive pour. A little bit of lacing down the side of the glass, but not much at all. No, not a lot. Let's move on to the smell of the Left Hand Brewing
Peanut it smells milk stout. So good, Mahoney. It brought tears to my eyes. It smells so sweet and so creamy, peanut buttery. Oh, I can't wait to try it.
I mean, you are right there, Audrey. I think this is one of the biggest peanut butter noses that we've gotten from peanut butter beers. Because there's, I would say, the guys over at Belching Beaver were kind of the first big peanut butter stout producer that kind of hit like nationwide, or at least, you know, like mass, you know, critical mass as far as distribution goes. And then we've had seen a bunch after that, and some of them just leave us wanting more, but they always have that like big peanut butter nose. And then you kind of get wah wah afterwards, or similar to, I would say, pumpkin beers. You get a big nose and then you know, wah wah. But this one, not only are you getting the big peanut butter, very rich, like almost like a Valencia peanut, lots of roastedness in there, a fair amount of malts as well. Not really any alcohol. I mean, obviously, when you say I want a peanut butter stout, and you don't get peanut butter on the nose, I think you failed. This one does not. This one gets big peanut butter nose.
All
big,
peanut butter. Yeah.
Big peanut butter energy. From the Left Hand Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it smells so good.
It smells like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you look at the can, there are peanut butter cups. I don't know if those are Reese's.
I'm drooling.
Because I don't think they license those.
You say Reese's, huh? Not Reese's.
It's Reese's, people.
It's Reese's.
It's Reese's pieces.
Are you 12 years old?
It's Reese's peanut butter cups.
Are you 12 years old?
Maybe. I mean, no, it's just how I've always said it. It's just Reese's. Just like how you say Tostino's pizza.
No, it's Reese's. And Tostinos. let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, guys, which is...
I can't wait.
The taste.
Have you not taken a drink yet?
No.
I'm really curious. Go ahead.
Oh, you haven't?
Let me take another one. Hold on.
Oh, boy, she didn't like it.
Dave, we'll start with you.
It's good. It's very light, considering that it's, you know, peanut butter stout.
Yeah,
but
not a heavy one.
You get a lot of sweetness in there. I mean, goes down real easy in the sense that it is light, and it's got a lot of flavor to it, but it's got a sweetness. So I think that I would probably, after a couple of these, be over the sweetness because I'm just not a big sweets guy in my beer. But it's not overpoweringly sweet, so I think that, you know, 2 to 3 of these, you'd drink easy.
I've had a couple more than you this morning, and I feel like the sweetness, you go a little bit blind to it, so I feel like you get...
As it goes on.
It wears off. So, okay. I mean, like in the first one, it's definitely very noticeable. Audrey, your thoughts? Because you are traditionally a big stout fan, but over the last few stouts that we've done, you've you've been a stout princess.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry. Listen, I just don't want to lie to you. This is friendship. I'm going to be honest with you. This is not as peanut buttery as the smell.
No, not at all. I mean, that's a big peanut smell, but I do feel like...
And not as creamy.
There is a... I wouldn't describe this as creamy, because it's... I think to be creamy, you need to be thicker.
Yeah.
And this is... That borderlines... It's not quite medium body, but it's like... between light and medium body, leaning towards medium.
The big takeaway for me is that there's no bitterness here. No. And the bitterness is what gets me in some of the stouts where I do not like the bitterness. This does not have that bitterness, which I am here for.
It almost tastes like there's jelly. Like there's some type of taste in there that doesn't taste like peanut buttery chocolate to me. There's something in there, and I don't know what it is. I was rummaging through this can, trying to figure out what this note would be, but it's not peanut butter chocolate, and it's something.
I think it's the lactose that you're getting. You know, you're getting some of that sweetness from, but it's not a sweetness like it's like a berry sweetness or a sugar. Well, I mean, it is a kind of a sugar sweetness, but not like a pure traditional sugar.
The aftertaste tastes like the smell tastes, but while I'm drinking it, I'm not getting that peanut butter. Weird.
How do you feel about it, Ian?
Dave, I love this beer. And that's all I got.
Fair.
Yep, it's a good beer.
For me...
Thank you. Great choice, Mahoney.
As I mentioned, I think there's some peanut butter beers out there that really just have no peanut butter flavor to them. It's just kind of like a wet stout, and this is not one of them. I don't think it's overpowering with peanut butter, as Audrey said, but I think it's the right amount of peanut butter, because any more, it would lose some of the balance that it has. You do get some of the chocolate in there as well from those malts, a little bit of roastedness in there.
It's hazelnut. It's like tasting Nutella.
Yes, yeah. That is it. It's a Nutella taste. It's not a peanut butter. It smells like peanut butter. That is exactly what it is.
Yeah,
I'm like trying to figure out what that taste is, because it's not what the smell and the aroma and the that's 100%. That just threw me for a loop. Wow. Okay. Maybe I'll be able to enjoy it, because I was searching for peanut butter cups.
Mackenzie in San Diego said, "You make no sense, Dave. IPAs are all bitter, and that's why they're gross, and you, sir, are a poo head." Thank you. But
adult conversations.
There's a difference between
a hop bitterness and a chocolate bitterness.
Yes. Like chocolate bitterness, I do not like. Hops and that bite of a hop.
Yeah.
There is certainly a bitterness there, but I'm here for that.
For me, I think this is a really well-balanced beer. I like the amount of chocolate. I like the amount of peanut butter. I like that lactose sweetness that I'm getting from this overall. Zero alcohol in the in this body. Even as it warms up and it gets to around 50, 55 degrees Fahrenheit, no alcohol in here. The mouthfeel, as I mentioned, light to medium-bodied, very smooth. Just enjoyable, I think. The drinkability, for me, from the Left Hand Brewing Peanut Butter Milk Stout, you know, a great brewing company out of Colorado. I've tried a lot of peanut butter stouts. This isn't the absolute best peanut butter stout that I've ever had, but this is a very, very good peanut butter stout, a top contender. I think this is, you know, if you like peanut butter, if you like stouts, and it's reasonably priced at $10.99 for a six-pack, I think you're going to get your bang for your buck, and you're not going to be overwhelmed, because this is a nicely balanced beer. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Here you go.
Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I get the Left Hand Brewing Peanut Butter Milk Stout. A 3.8 out of 5.